Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
And we thank you very much for joining us live worldwide on CUTV News Radio, a service of the award-winning CUTV News. This is our daily broadcast series with multiple shows each day, every day, showcasing, celebrating, and featuring some of the most amazing people around the world who are doing incredible things. Right now, it's 1 p.m. Eastern at the time of this broadcast, 10 a.m. Pacific, and it is right now Wednesday, October 11th, 2017. Now, I say the date because that is the date of our live broadcast, but we also archive the broadcasts as well. So this live show, this next half hour, is also being recorded and archived for our websites, as well as on iTunes and on Stitcher. So you'll be able to hear these broadcasts in multiple locations through the services and resources of CUTV News. So thank you again for making us a part of your day. We are very excited to discuss something really relevant and topical, as we always do on our show. And it's really talking about health and wellness and the holistic side of things of health and wellness and holistic counseling, and some really intriguing, thought-provoking, and useful, beneficial information coming your way on this episode of our broadcast. We're spotlighting today Reverend Dr. Sandy Rain. She's located in Massachusetts. Now, traditional medicine treats disease through, of course, things like surgery and radiation and prescription drugs, things of that nature. But many people are now seeking holistic practitioners who instead, they attempt to prevent and heal illness at the roots. So we're living in a society where, you know, it's almost overprescribed, where, you know, they're treating the symptoms with a medicine as opposed to really treating the root cause. And Dr. Sandy Range knows that, and through healthy diet and medicinal herbs and intentional living, very important, intentional living, there are ways to attain better health and wellness. Now, Reverend Dr. Sandy Range is a multicultural, multi-ethnic, vegetarian Cherokee elder and founder of Intentional Self, a holistic counseling and wellness center. Dr. Sandy is also an ordained minister, spiritual counselor, holistic psychotherapist, hypnotherapist specializing in trauma-related disorders. She's also a master Reiki practitioner and hosts traditional Native American healing circles. Dr. Sandy was inspired again to pursue holistic health after a devastating medical diagnosis. And by drinking a powerful tea of potent herbs combined with oxygen therapy, tumors that she actually had developed miraculously disintegrated and have remained absent 14 years later. It's really an amazing story. She walks the walk, talks the talk. She's lived it. She's experienced it. And she wants to help and motivate people and inspire people to live healthier and more balanced lives. And that's what we're all seeking these days. So to learn more about her story and about the wonderful things that she's doing and how she can help you or somebody else that you care about, we welcome back to our broadcast Reverend Dr. Sandy Range of Intentional Self. Dr. Range, thank you so very much for joining us on the show. It is a pleasure and an honor to have you with us. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, really interesting story in the research that I was doing prior to going live on the air with you today. And we can touch a little bit upon it for our listeners who are listening today that maybe didn't hear a prior show. In your life, was this something that you always knew you were driven to do, the calling, the passion, the thirst for wanting to seek health, wellness, to mentor, coach, inspire people in the way that you do, Doctor?
It has been. Earlier in my life, I always sought to assist other people in being well, you know, from the inside out. I've been a vegetarian since I was 14 years old, and that was only because it wasn't a health-seeking thing. It was because I didn't like the taste of meat. But through that, I became, you know, as I got older in life, I started to look into different methods and modalities of self-healing. Much later in life, I actually developed breast cancer, and I went to see my oncologist and followed all of their recommendations for treatment initially, but I became so devastatingly sick, I just stopped all the treatments. I just didn't want to do it. I knew it was hurting me more than helping me. And with the help of my spirit brother in New Mexico, who was a Lakota Uipi man, he provided me a list, a very extensive list of herbs and plants and roots to make a tea from. Now, I drank that tea 3 times a day, and it was god-awful. It was terrible to drink. It tasted awful. But I did it 3 times a day for well over 13 months. And I was able to overcome this illness, along with the use of oxygen therapy. So between the herbs and the oxygen therapy, a little over a year later, my tumor was gone. I was cancer-free, and this actually set me on a path to my true holistic wellness in both my personal life and my professional life.
That is wonderful, and we're so glad that you're healthy and you're able to continue to spread the word and encourage others and inspire others and point folks in the right direction. The practice of intentional self, I really love that name, Doctor. Tell us about what you just described and how it led to the creation of intentional self, the path that you took to create intentional self, what intentional self is all about, and maybe even some of the services that you offer. Maybe if you can take us through some of that, that would be wonderful.
Sure, sure. Well, intentional self came about, I originally had another private practice, which was the Red Road Psychotherapy and Hypnosis Center. And a few years back in 2012, I wanted to incorporate more holistic work and energy healing and other kinds of practices and modalities. So I came up with intentional self and for the self you intend to be. I began that practice, which is now a holistic counseling and wellness center. It's very small, though, and my focus personally is counseling and psychotherapy, but from a holistic and spiritual perspective. Now, holistic psychotherapy and hypnotherapy is different from traditional psychotherapy, which is a method of assisting those with a mental illness to just relieve the person's symptoms. And it's often just used in conjunction with psychotropic medications. Now, holistic psychotherapy is a method of assisting the person to not only relieve the symptoms of their illness, but to get to the root cause and eliminate it. Holistic counseling does not advocate psychotropic medications. And it's my philosophy that each person has within them the power to heal themselves. And again, you know, if we don't address the whole person, mind, body, emotions, and spirit, then how can a person really get well? You know, I also provide spiritual counseling from a more metaphysical and esoteric perspective. And many of my patients and clients have experienced breakthroughs, enabling them to see themselves and others from a consciously awake vantage point. And that kind of means that they're not clouded or colored by lenses or filtered. They see things exactly the way they are and therefore can deal with the reality the way it is in the moment clearly and, you know, efficiently. Now, hypnotherapy is a way of inducing a deeply relaxed state similar to meditation, and then bring the subconscious mind to the surface while the conscious mind remains in the background. It's the subconscious mind that controls our conscious thoughts, and it's the storehouse of all our experiences and attached emotions. So we address the subconscious mind in hypnotherapy to remove negative feelings and thinking that's no longer useful, and we replace it with healthier, higher functioning thoughts. It's like, you know, kind of reprogramming a computer that's not functioning properly. So we also have sound therapies with tuning forks and with antique Himalayan singing bowls. One of our practitioners, Stephanie Woods, is a certified advanced harmonic sound therapist. She plays for our meditations and provides individual and group bowl meditations. And the bowls cause one to experience a state of deep relaxation, while the actual tones and resonance of the bowls work with the frequencies of the body to help heal and restore the self. We also have Hatha Yoga, taught by another practitioner, Maria Rosa. And Hatha Yoga is another meditative and healing practice. It is a yoga of posture and breath, and some call it gentle yoga, although it's really sometimes not so gentle. It gives you a workout.
Yeah.
It may be a slow yoga, but it's by no means all that gentle. So, and we have those classes weekly for small, intimate groups. We also have the Native American talking and healing circles. And based in Native American cultural practice, the talking circle is a place to listen and be heard. It's a sacred ceremony and circle of connection, cleansing, healing, and spirit, with dignity and with power for each individual in the circle. The talking circle, as a healing circle, promotes respect and connection to everyone and everything. It begins with prayer and drumming and smudging with sage and sweetgrass, and each person has the opportunity to tell their story or make a statement, and the person holding the talking stick is the only one with the power to speak. Everyone else must listen to the speaker until he or she has finished, and only then may others offer helpful suggestions or comments, and negative criticisms are never, ever allowed. If it's not helpful to the person's healing journey, then everyone needs to stay silent. You know, if you don't have nothing good to say, say nothing at all. And the stick is passed
That's
around
nice.
The circle until everyone has had his or her say. And at the closing, we sing or pray, and we drum, and we smudge again. And it's very healing and a sacred connection for everyone in the circle. So,
incredible.
That's about what
that's
we do
incredible.
Right now. Yes.
Yeah. That's amazing. So what would you tell people listening, perhaps, to encourage them towards alternative wellness rather than traditional? And you're not, of course, saying don't take your medicine, don't do certain things that your primary
right.
care physician, dietary specialist. This is alternative. This is other ways that might also be effective for various things that you are experiencing. So what would you say to encourage people to consider and seek out alternative wellness?
Well, you know, ever since my own enlightened transition, that's what I call it, I've been on a mission to learn as much as I can about holistic healing modalities and to educate and share everything that I know, especially for marginalized groups who may not have access to or know very much about holistic health or health and nutrition. And I want people to know that they have an alternative to traditional medicine. I want them to know that they have the ability to assist in healing themselves. My own methods of psychotherapy are considered non-traditional. And traditional medicine says, you know, overall, here, take this pill. You know, and if that doesn't work, we'll give you another one or a larger dosage of the same pill we gave you. You know, the big pharmaceutical companies are train the medical schools and the hospital staff to rely on pharmaceutical medications first. But if we all got healthy and well naturally, organically, holistically, then they stand to lose a lot of money. So, you know, I'm not against traditional medicine, as you mentioned, you know, and I would never tell anyone not to see their own doctor. I just really strongly advocate for holistic health care and wellness. And alternative wellness can include things like massage therapy, acupuncture, energy healing, sound and light therapies, holistic and transpersonal psychotherapies, naturopathy and homeopathy, and those are just a few of the alternative healing modalities that are out there. And they offer healing solutions without the toxins, poisons, and the long-term side effects of the most traditional medicines, you know, that are out there. I can't stress enough the importance of caring for every aspect of one's life. All parts work together, so we have to heal all the parts together. We can't just heal one
That's
part
right.
and leave the other part, you know, on its own.
Exactly.
So everything,
and that includes
yeah.
mind, body, and spirit all have to work in tandem. I want to also ask about the importance of a vegetarian or vegan diet. There's always such mixed information, and I know it can be so confusing for people because there are some that say, well, you should really be eating lean meat and getting protein from lean meat, cut down the sugar, get rid of sugar, cut it down, carbs, and go with more meat and eggs, things of that nature. But then on the flip side, there's the vegetarian, the vegan diet. So can you explain the importance from your perspective of the vegetarian vegan diet and also how you feel about, obviously, a diet that consists of GMOs and other unhealthy things contributing to sickness and disease? I mean, they spray so many of our foods with poisons, and it's really a mess. But tell us about the vegetarian vegan diet, your perspective, and then the importance of all this.
Sure. Well, I am a vegetarian, and I try only to eat organic foods. I'm not against meat eaters. However, I ask meat eaters, if you have to eat meat, please buy organic, whole, grass-fed meats. They're healthier for you if you do have to eat an animal, okay? But a few of the most, genetically modified foods are so damaging. They're damaging to the environment. They're damaging to us physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and almost every food in the grocery store that you can find nowadays is a genetically modified or genetically engineered food. And the most common, or a few of the most common, are soy, corn, sugar beets, and even milk. Now, cows are given recombinant bovine growth hormones, which is banned in the European Union, Japan, Canada, New Zealand, and Australia. So mothers out there, please stop feeding your kids cow milk, okay? The American Cancer Society reports, early studies linked to insulin growth hormone as a contributor to tumor development, specifically breast and prostate and colorectal cancers. Now, GMOs are unhealthy and have numerous health problems increased after GMOs were introduced in 1996. The percentage of Americans with three or more chronic illnesses jumped from 7% to 13% in just 9 years. Food allergies skyrocketed, and disorders such as autism, reproductive disorders, digestive problems, and others are on the rise, and children are at most risk. GMOs increase herbicide use. Most GM crops are engineered to be herbicide tolerant. And Monsanto, for example, sells Roundup Ready crops designed to survive applications of their Roundup herbicide. Roundup, for example, is linked to sterility, hormone disruption, birth defects, and cancer. And genetic engineering creates dangerous side effects. By mixing genes from totally unrelated species, genetic engineering unleashes a host of unpredictable side effects. And more so, irrespective of the type of genes that are inserted, the very process of creating a GM plant can result in massive collateral damage that produces new toxins, allergens, carcinogens, and nutritional deficiencies. GMOs harm the environment. The crops and their associated herbicides can harm birds, insects, amphibians, marine ecosystems, and soil organisms. They're horrible. And if we can avoid GMOs, we contribute to the consumer rejection, forcing them out of our food supply. So if more people were to buy organically based foods or refuse to buy GMO foods, even at a smaller percentage, rejecting those brands that contain GM ingredients will become a marketing liability, and food companies will begin to kick them out and provide us more healthy choices for food. So, I could go on and on about GMOs, but
definitely. We have so much we want to give people a full rounded sensation and perspective of the incredible work that you do. Now, you also help people through the use, and you help them to heal, which is, and I'll say that slowly, help them to heal, a beautiful thing. And you do it through the use of Reiki and, of course, tuning forks. Can you explain a little bit for us briefly as far as how that works and the benefit of all that?
Sure. Well, with the tuning forks, I call it organic tuning. Now, the word Reiki means God's wisdom or the higher power. And it's chi, you know, a spiritual life force energy. It works by channeling this life energy to the recipient. And if the life force is low or it's blocked, it usually means illness. And Reiki can revitalize all the subtle bodies, mental, emotional, spiritual, auric, and assist healing even of the physical body. Now, the organic tuning uses tuning forks of various frequencies and resonance. And if you have any health issues, the application of tuning forks to pressure points stimulates the release of nitric oxide that participates in the healthy functioning of all main organ systems. It can also neutralize viruses, bacteria, and other free radicals to stimulate healing and repair. Now, some of the tuning forks are called auto-tuners, and these are actually used by osteopathic doctors. And in holistic medicine, they're placed on the body, and the tones, frequencies that are transmitted directly to the joints, bones, and tissues through acupuncture points and trigger points. There are other tuning forks I use as well, like the chakras and solfeggios that work the subtle bodies to help clear blockages, align the chakras, and stimulate emotional and mental healing. Energy, each energy layer in the field correlates to a resonant frequency of a particular energy center, with the root or base energy having an intimate relationship with the layer closest to the body, the etheric layer. And the other layers moving out from there connect to the root, sacral, solar plexus, heart, throat, and crown chakras, respectively. And these are powerful access points for working with the whole human energy system. So the forks, the tuning forks, are a very necessary tool while I'm doing Reiki as well.
That's incredible. What about something called Red Road? I've heard about that, but can you tell us what that is?
Sure. In Native America.
I've heard of the Yellow Brick Road, but what's Red Road?
Red Road's better.
Yeah.
In Native America, the Red Road is the path we walk through this lifetime. It's a way of being and living in the world, knowing we're connected to everyone and everything else. And because we're each connected, we must learn to walk strongly, but with a tender foot. We learn to live with honor and integrity and be fully aware of the footprint we're leaving along the path. It means taking care and respecting ourselves and the Creator. It means being thankful for what we have, to only take what we need, and to give back to those around us and to the spiritual world. It is to see with better eyes, to look for beauty in all things. It is to know what affects one affects all. The Red Road is spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical. It is believing that there is a power higher and greater than us. And it is a sacred journey and a lifelong journey, ever learning, ever growing, ever evolving, to live in total balance and harmony with all that is. It's for Native Americans, it is a gift to us from our ancestors, and it is our dutiful gift to the next seven generations that come after us. And I hope there are many out there, you know, who will learn to walk this path, because it's really sorely needed in our times, walking that Red Road.
That's incredible. Sounds beautiful. Now, in conjunction with all of this, meditation also, I know, has such beneficial effects for helping people to really heal. How do your classes help people make better choices and decisions, and how do you incorporate meditation into all of that as well?
Well, I practice and teach ascension meditation. And that incorporates a Buddhic method of meditation, of mindfulness and one-pointedness. It also incorporates methods of connection to the higher mind or the divine consciousness. When we gain access to the divine mind, our own spiritual elevation and evolution takes place. Our consciousness perceives the whole universe as part of oneself. Then love flows between us and the world, empowering us to overcome opposing forces and disturbances. Anger and disappointments become fleeting emotions. Depression and anxiety cease to exist, and this allows for greater clarity and vision, both inward and outward. It allows for an awakening of the true self. It allows us to just let go of our need to control everything and just be. When we come into this knowledge of self, We are more capable of living in a way that is consistent with all sentient beings, and that is our purpose in this life. Our ego is put in check. Our fears fall away. We live in a world as fully awakened beings. Our lives and our senses blossom and become more alive. We become one with the universal consciousness in our connection to divine mind. We start making right choices and decisions with little to no effort. We seem to know exactly what to do and without the stress and anxiety that usually goes along with making, you know, really difficult decisions. Imagine being guided by your divine mind, your higher consciousness, on autopilot. In the Ascension Meditation class, people learn step by step what practices are needed and why. It also informs how the method should be practiced. And my teachings also incorporate how to live in the world from the Native American Red Road perspective. So for those who may be interested, I will be starting a new online Ascension Meditation class and a spiritual counseling and mentoring program sometime this fall. So if anyone is interested in joining either of these, just send me an email or go to our website and you can sign up for our newsletter to get upcoming information. So can I give the email address?
Oh, absolutely. And the website is intentionalself.com. That's www.intentionalself.com. And definitely, yeah, the email, sure.
Yes, it's solutions@intentionalself.com. So thank you so much for allowing me to do that.
Absolutely. So that's the email address? Solutions
with an S on the end, right, at intentionalself.com.
Yeah. And the website itself is intentionalself.com. And also, there is a very important GoFundMe campaign. And I know those can be very successful because it's really from the ground floor up. It's the grassroots. It's people participating. Tell us about that and what it's all about, the purpose, and what your hope is with the GoFundMe campaign.
Yes, yes. You know, well, I have to say that I love the work that I do. I absolutely love it. You know, I love being able to help people to heal themselves and live healthy, you know, highly functioning lives. And unfortunately, I live in an area where there is so much illness, mentally, spiritually, and physically. And people here are uninformed or misinformed about holistic and alternative treatments. And those that really do have the knowledge that are informed have so much difficulty finding practitioners near them to help because most are very, very far away from our community. My community has asked over and over again for more holistic alternatives. And I want so very much to provide additional services and therapies for my community. So I'm in the process of looking for a larger building or a house that I can convert into a holistic wellness center and accommodate the additional practices of therapeutic massage, Tai Chi, Qigong, acupuncture, herbology, and nutrition, and hopefully have a naturopathic or homeopathic doctor on the site. We want to grow our own organic herbs and foods and vegetables and teach people about healthy choices and healthy living. We intend to incorporate classes where people can learn about these alternatives to wellness. So if, you know, you can come, you can take a class and be educated and then decide for yourself if any of these alternatives are right for you. So we're raising funds and asking,
I was going to say, we've got about a minute left. The time goes by so fast. Do they go to the website to learn more?
They can go to the website or they can go to www.gofundme.com/intentionalhome. And there are incentives for donations of certain levels. So if you go to the GoFundMe page, you'll see gifts that are available for you for your donation.
Give us that address again for the GoFundMe page.
It's www.gofundme.com/intentionalhome.
Intentional Home. And the regular website to make contact with a very special guest, Reverend Dr. Sandy Range, is intentionalself.com. Well, Dr. Sandy, thank you so very much for joining us on the show today. It was a real honor and pleasure, and thanks for sharing all this incredible information. Wishing you continued success. Hope we get a chance to chat with you some more and learn about some of the successes and wonderful stories of things that are happening to change people's lives. And it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did today.
I did. Thank you so much. It's been a wonderful opportunity, and I thank you very much, Jim.
We thank you as well.
Have a wonderful blessed day.
You too. Thank you very much for joining us, Reverend. And thank you for joining us as well, everybody. This is your host, Jim Masters, CUTV News Radio. We hope you have a great day. For all of us here, thanks for listening. Bye for now.